With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The hunt in Maine for a suspected mass shooter is over. Police found the body of the 40-year-old man around 7:45 local time tonight in the woods near Lisbon with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Governor Janet Mills said it's been a long 48 hours involving over 300 law enforcement officials.
I stand here tonight to simply report that the Maine State Police have located the body of Robert Card in Lisbon. He is dead. I've called President Biden to inform him about this news. I've informed Senator King, Senator Collins, Representative Pingree, and Representative Golden.
A bulletin sent to police across the country shortly after the attack Wednesday said Card had been committed to a mental health facility for 2 weeks this past summer after hearing voices and threats to shoot up a military base. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel appears to be on the move.
The Israeli army says its ground forces are expanding their activity in the Gaza Strip as it moves closer to a full-on ground invasion of the territory. Internet and phone services have collapsed in Gaza under intensified Israeli bombardment, largely cutting off its 2.3 million people from the outside world and each other. Israel has amassed hundreds of thousands of troops along the Gaza border. Kim Lorman reporting.
The latest Israel-Hamas war has quickly become the deadliest and most destructive in the long history of the bitter enemies. The Biden administration, meanwhile, recommending U.S. citizens leave Lebanon while flights are still available. The advisory comes as the security situation in the Middle East remains unknown and as the conflict between Hamas and Israel intensifies. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, are you lonely?
According to a new Gallup poll, about 25% of all the people on Earth say they feel very lonely. And since researchers were barred from asking questions in China, they say the percentage of lonely individuals might actually be higher. Some experts say this trend was an inevitable result of the global population turning away from faith, church, and family in the latter part of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee's top legal officer says the federal government is withholding millions of dollars in family planning funds after the state refused to comply with federal rules requiring clinics to provide abortion referrals. Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti has filed a complaint in U.S. District Court in Knoxville. In 2021, the Biden administration reversed a ban on abortion referrals by clinics that accept Title X funds. The restriction was initially enacted during the Trump administration. This is SRN News. COVID-19 treatments won't be free for much longer.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is setting the price for a five-day treatment of Paxlovid at just under $1,400. But Americans can still access the pills at no cost for now. And the less commonly used COVID-19 treatment, Lagevrio, will hit the market next week. The federal government says millions of free taxpayer-funded courses of the pills will remain at pharmacies and at doctor's offices. People on private insurance may start to notice co-pays for the treatments once their pharmacy or doctor's office runs out of the government supply. People on Medicaid, Medicare, and those who don't have medical insurance will not pay any out-of-pocket costs for the treatment through the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
An FDA-funded study found that older adults have a higher stroke risk if they got last year's COVID booster at the same time they got a flu shot. More details at SRNnews.com.